Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Let's get into it, shall we? Welcome back. This is with Dr. Ryan Anderson. And Dr. Anderson is an instructor. He's a professor at Grandview. And in his time away from teaching kids how to be successful, he also has a coaching business where he talks about business leaders being successful. And he found somewhere in his calendar time enough to be associated with the Des Moines Junior Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Ryan. Good to see you again.
Thank you very much. You as well.
So how do you do all this stuff?
It's a lot of time management.
Yeah, I guess.
It really is, especially with a young family, two young kids, 5 and 4 months at home. So keeps me busy, but
also
keeps me out of trouble.
Yeah, well, that it will. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Yep. So you had a pleasant holiday.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, was good. It was. And this project that you guys have got going on, I think, is really timely. This is a project that goes throughout the month of July. And Tables and Tales, is that the name of this?
It sure is. Yep, Tables and Tales.
So before we get into that, I got to regress here a little bit. Tell us a little bit about the JCs, first of all. Let's do the pitch. And so hopefully there's somebody out there that's really interested in perfecting their career opportunities as well as doing some great things for the community.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate that segue. The Junior Chamber, the JCs, is a wonderful young professional organization that's, I sort of describe it as a three-legged stool. It's one part community service, volunteering, making Des Moines the best possible place it can be. The second part is networking, going out and meeting other like-minded young professionals that are what we would deem active citizens, those that want to give back and, again, make Des Moines a better place. And the third part is professional development. And so we every other month we have a professional speaker such as yourself come in and give some good tips of the trade, some best practices to, again, just sort of build that knowledge base, if you will, for how to have the best career and personal life you can.
Yeah, and I want to, again, publicly thank you for the opportunity that I had to talk with, I think there were 30 or 40 people in the audience, and it was a great event in a nice venue, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So give me the hotel again.
It's a fairly new establishment in the East Village. It's the AC Hotel.
That's right.
And we start upstairs at the Republic, which is an awesome rooftop restaurant patio. Just beautiful, beautiful place. And then we have the conference room down at the street level.
Yeah.
In the AC.
And so those of you who are going to impart wisdom to the Des Moines JCs, you will be well-treated and have a fabulous time at their venue. All right, let's fast forward now and segue into this program that you guys have got going on. It's Tables and Tales is the project. And what's it all about? What are you doing?
Absolutely. So, again, one of those three-legged stools I alluded to was community service. And so this is one of the bigger service projects we do every year. We started last year, so this is only the second time we've done it. We really have a heart for veterans and making sure that those that have sacrificed and put their lives on the line for our freedom and to make sure that we can enjoy the quality of living that we have in Des Moines and the greater United States, we want to support them. So a lot of times when they come back from, you know, the armed services, they may or may not have PTSD or and there may be a need for a service dog. So what we do is we're trying to raise funds to help assist those veterans that could benefit from a service dog. And
right.
So we're specifically working with Pause and Effect. That's the organization. And Tables and Tales is the project. And so over about a 20-21 day period, we're going to 9 restaurants and just, patronizing or patronage, eating at the restaurants, enjoying great local cuisine. And
there you go.
And they're in turn donating a percent of proceeds from that meal or that day to help support veterans that maybe can't afford service dogs.
Yeah, and these service dogs don't come cheap.
No, not at all. Several thousand dollars depending on how much training and age and all that stuff.
So Pause and Effect is the group that is helping provide these service dogs to veterans. And Tables and Tails is the project among 9 different restaurants that the JC's is doing to help fund that.
Correct. We're just assisting.
All right. Well, good deal. So do you have a list? All people have to do is go eat, right?
Absolutely. Literally, just show up. Could I give a quick shout out to those 9 restaurants for their support? So we start tomorrow. We have Jason's Deli tomorrow night out in West Des Moines. And then on the 10th, we have Guru Barbecue, great local place downtown. Then the next night on Tuesday, the 11th, Confluence Brewing, we're going to have just a little happy hour deal there. On the 12th, we'll be up at Fong's in Ankeny, Fong's Pizza, great, great place.
New place for Fong's, as a matter of fact.
Yes, and again, much bigger than one downtown, but same excellent food. And on the 14th, we're going to the American Legion Bar here in Des Moines. So
where's that at?
It's actually at Union Street. 511 Union Street.
Oh, sure. I know where that is.
Yeah. So I'm excited.
How fun.
First time there. I'll be excited to kind of check it out.
And well, not only that, but what a great adventure for so many of the JCs to meet some of the veterans that they're helping or anyway that they can get involved with.
Absolutely.
Nice.
It's always nice to really, it really brings that point home to meet them, you know, face to face. The 15th, lunch and breakfast is at Gilroy's over on
8th Street.
Yep. Absolutely.
In West Des Moines.
And then Poncheros on the 17th on Ingersoll, Bernardo's Burritos on the 20th, and then last but not least on the 26th, we're going to go up to Ankeny again and end at the Flavory Bistro. It's a real newish restaurant in the Prairie Ridge Trail development, that big one right on State Street.
Okay, so we're going to give these names again, ladies and gentlemen, so you know where to go. And what to do is you just go and you eat. And then these restaurateurs are assisting in giving back proceeds from these meals to the Tables and Tails program, part of the whole idea to put service dogs in the hands of some of our returning veterans. Nice deal.
And I would be remiss, if you don't mind, Michael, to mention that the timing of this is purposeful. So the reason we chose July is for the anniversary of the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act.
There you
go. That's just kind of another sort of critical point in the timing is we want to make sure that restaurant owners are aware of the requirements and also the responsibilities in terms of allowing service dogs in. So it's not just about money. It's also about raising awareness, too, with restaurant owners that there is laws on the books for good reason to help folks that do have disabilities.
Yeah, ADA, 30th anniversary, is that? Or
I don't
40th?
Know. It might even be close to 40. I know it was in the 70s. I don't know the exact year.
It was our good friend, Senator Tom Harkin. That was his initiative. And I have to tell you, Ryan, I remember, you know, change is difficult for some people. I was very much alive when seat belts were being instituted in cars. And I remember the automobile industry up in arms about that, saying it was government overreach. Mm-hmm. You know, how dare you make us put seat belts in vehicles? And now it's second nature. And as a matter of fact, there's laws on the books that say you have to go ahead and click the seat belt or you get a ticket. And then ADA, and I remember very clearly when ADA became the law of the land, and that was a requirement that we could assure mobility for every American.
Absolutely.
And every time I walk past a street, you know, a sidewalk that's level, you know, without the curb, I think of Senator Harkin and thank him for what he did. That was our producer just handed me a note. ADA came into effect in 1990. So 1990, so 27 years.
Yeah, younger than I thought, but
my
that's
math
great.
Is right.
Yeah. Yeah.
If my math is right, you know, that's always questionable, Ryan. You do teach math, right?
Finance.
I probably need another refresher course. All right. So this is Tables and Tails. It happens all through the month of July. Why don't you go over those restaurants again so we get – and all you have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is go eat. Show up and eat. I suspect the JCs will be there eating.
Absolutely. We will be there. We'll have representatives at every single meal and hopefully a service dog at most of them as well.
Nice.
I appreciate it. July 6th, again, is tomorrow, and that is going to be at Jason's Deli in West Des Moines. And then we've got Guru Barbecue on July 10th from 5 to 8. July 11th, that would be a Tuesday night, is Confluence Brewing here in town, and that's from 5 to 8 as well. July 12th, the Wednesday after that, is from Fong's up in Ankeny.
Fong's.
From 6 to 10. And then we get a couple-day respite to recover from all the good eating.
You got to have a couple of days. Do they have – I wonder if they have the kamikaze pilot
The
helmets,
hat? Yeah. I would imagine. I know it's a thing downtown.
You need a couple of days to recoup from that.
Yes, you do. July 14th, American Legion Bar from 5 to 9.
Nice. Uh-huh.
And then we change it up and go to Gilroy's on the 15th, and that's actually from 7:45 a.m. to 2 p.m., so breakfast or lunch. Instead of dinner, we wanted to give people options because sometimes
– breakfast and lunch at Gilroy's on 8th Street. Nice.
Absolutely. So check it out. The 17th, we're at Poncheros on Ingersoll from 5 to 8. And then 5 o'clock at Bernardo's Burritos, and that's on the 20th of July. And then 6 days later will be our final event, July 26th from 5 to 8 up at the Flavory Bistro.
The Flavory Bistro in Ankeny. All right. All kinds of places for you to go. 9 places. It's called Tables and Tales. And it's all put together by our friends at the Des Moines JCs. And, Ryan, I just want to make this very public. Any time the Des Moines JCs or any JC organization within the metro needs time on this broadcast, you got it. I mean, just all you have to do, that's the email or the phone call, man.
Awesome.
And I believe so much in this organization. This is the organization that really put my career path on a career path of success. And it was so instrumental in my growth and in business. So I really appreciate it. Anytime.
Well, Michael, thanks so much for your support and letting us come on again and share some of these great events.
Ryan Anderson, Dr. Ryan Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are into that, I call him doctor, even off mic, because he's smart. I need help in math. All right, we've got to blow out of here because it is nigh on to 6 o'clock. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer this evening, as he is each and every night, except when he's off on vacation at Colorado or something like that. The program director for the radio stations is our friend Patrick Wood. The liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayre. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olsen. The music that you're listening to, how did you say that? The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks and our guests, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.